Charmed Life of Alex Moore by Molly Flatt. Read by Sophie Bleasdale. Alex took a breath, then froze. For the briefest moment, she had no idea how she had come to be standing on this upturned beer crate in this vast and ugly room, staring back at the faces of 100 hungry strangers. "Tell us," they pleaded with bleary eyes and wetly gaping mouths. "Tell us your secret." Before she could stop it, a memory surfaced of her 13-year-old self, paralysed centre stage and stammering like an idiot, in her first and last school play. Seconds later, "Oh God, not now, not again." The memory blurred and shivered. The vertigo drop-kicked her belly. The emptiness opened up inside. Who the hell was she? Why the hell was she here? She fished around for a mental handhold, felt her thoughts spiral towards the void. Was certain, for a moment, that she was about to throw up. Then, "For Christ's sake, woman!" She swallowed convulsively. "Get a hold of yourself. You know how to handle this. Forget the past, concentrate on the now." She stared down at her flashy heels, an impulsive party night treat to self. She let out her breath in one long blow. "You are strong," she silently chanted, thinking of the exercises Chloe had taken her through the evening before. "You are powerful. This is your moment. Trust it. Let everything else go." The nausea peaked, flickered, dissolved. She cleared her throat. She looked up. She attempted a smile. "How the fuck," she croaked, "did I end up in this fairy tale?" There was a ripple of laughter, a couple of cheers. Alex took a tentative sip from her beer and felt the void retreat. Over the heads of the crowd, she spotted the Eudaimonia logo that the design guys had smoothed onto the back wall seconds before the first guests arrived. She let the smile widen into a grin. Yes, Pantone Warm Red 172 was perfect, after all. "I mean, seriously." She took a proper swig from the bottle and felt the fluency roll back in. "This can't be right. 6 months ago, I was stuck in a dead-end job, knackered all the time, barely scraping together the rent. Not to put too fine a point on it, really quite miserable. Then..." She paused and felt the weight of their stares pressing against her. She was glad, now, that she'd taken that reckless hour to get her highlights refreshed. She held the silence for a few more seconds. "Well, frankly, it feels like a miracle." A collective sigh. "I mean, people don't just change overnight." A rumble of "hmm's," a few weary nods. "And yet," a wry shrug. "Well, hell, perhaps it's karma, lady luck, divine intervention, Allah Akbar. Of course, we've still got a long way to go. This is just the beginning. But to have come so far so quickly..." She gestured from the huddle of wheeled desks on one side of the room to the glass-walled meeting pod on the other. "Well, it's obviously what I'm meant to be doing, at bloody last." A tide of whoops, a froth of applause. "Although," Alex went on, as the whistles died down, "it's really Lenny who should be up here, not me." She smiled down at him where he stood beside the beer crate, his pink scalp visible through his white blonde hair. "Seriously," she said, well aware that Lenny would much rather be celebrating alone, with a spreadsheet and a storm of finished techno crashing through his headphones.